Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
The words of the Holy Gospel. Over the course of this week, we have been confronted with the huge contrast, both in the letter to the Hebrews, which is constituted our first reading, as well as in the Gospel of St. Mark, between Jesus' authority and Jesus' compassion, his majesty and his ability to go low, his divinity and his humanity. And the same pattern continues today. Today's first reading, we see that we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, someone identified as the Son of God. He is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, able to discern the reflections and thoughts of the heart. No creatures concealed from him, it continues. And everything is naked and exposed to him to whom we must render an account. This reflects so much of what the Psalms have said before about how God knows when we get up and when we go to sleep. He knows everything about us. That's the majesty of the Lord. But at the same point, we have his compassion, which was so great that it led him to become one of us. In the second part of this first reading, it says, we do not have a high priest, even though he's that high, even though he's able to do all of what was just described. We don't have a high priest that's unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who's been tempted, tested in every way we have, but never sinned. We see that twofold reality about Jesus in today's gospel as well. Someone who spoke with such authority that a man who was a money grubber and the head of a local mob of money grubbers, which is what the tax collectors were in the ancient world, would see this man walk in through the door, hear him say two words, "Follow me," and then get up, leave all his money on the table, and then go invite his friends to meet the same one who had that type of superhuman magnetism. But then we saw the same compassion in that man who spoke with such power. He went and he ate with all those tax collectors and sinners, and when people were griping and moaning about it, complaining that he was eating and associating with sinners, he who would one day be called the friend of sinners said, "Those who are well don't need a doctor, but the sick do." He had come to call not those who thought they were just, but those who knew they weren't. So Jesus drew near because he knows everything we suffer, and he knows our great need not only for his mercy, but to live in his love. And that's why the letter to the Hebrews is able to finish today. Let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace for timely help. One of my good friends, my favorite saints, St. Jose Maria Escrivá, used to always write that in Latin. adiamus cum fiducia ad thronum gratiae. Let us go with trust to the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace for timely help. When we approach that throne of grace, the one sitting on that throne, yes, is divine, yes, is omnipotent, yes, is pierced through the heavens, yes, already knows everything we've done and will do, but is incredibly merciful and loving and wants to have that grace overflow incarnated in his merciful love. The same Jesus who walked into that customs post and called Matthew, Levi, from his work, comes to us today on Acushnet Avenue to call us. May we, like Matthew, get up from our customs and our habits, from our inertia, spiritually and physically, and follow him. And then, having received from the throne of his grace, his merciful love and help in time of need, let us become his instruments to go out and find the others, knowing that we are beloved sons and daughters of God with a divine dignity, but also called totally to emulate his merciful, compassionate love. Today we celebrate the votive mass of Our Lady, Mother of Unity, as we prepare, beginning on the 18th of January, for the octave of prayer for Christian unity. And we recognize in this world the greatest consequence, or the greatest cause, excuse me, of disunity is sin. Sin always divides. And the history of humanity, the same time that it's been a history of God's providence, is also a history of the divisions that have been wrought in hearts, in churches, in society and families through sin. We ask the Mother of Unity to help us to go with confidence to the throne of her Son, on which she herself sits with him, to receive that mercy, so that the divisions that have caused Christ, her Son, so much pain, and which he prayed during the first Mass, would be overcome, so that we might be one as he and the Father are one, might come to fruition. The Lord has come to call us, whom he, with all his living and effectiveness, sharper than a two-edged sword, know that we're sinners. He calls us sinners to full glory and grace, and to share in his mission of reuniting the family of God in this world, so that we might be one in the communion of the triune God in heaven.